while Dick and Julian went down to the lake, where they were astonished to see a shiny green bicycle standing beside a tree. They heard splashing from the lake and saw a golden-haired boy in the water, who swam over to them and waded out onto the bank.
Hello there. Have you come for a swim too? Nice pool of mine, isn't it?
What do you mean? It isn't really your pool, is it?
Well, it belongs to my father, Thurlow Kent.
He's one of the richest men in the country, isn't he?
That's right.
Well, if it's a private pool, we won't use it.
Oh, come on. Race you to the other side.
Okay.
When Anne went to the lake to wash, she was astonished to find three boys there instead of two. They swam to the side of the pool, and Anne could see the third boy was about her own age, and not so big as Julian and Dick. The boy smoothed back his dripping hair.
Hello there.
Hello. What's your name?
Richard. Richard Kent. What's yours?
Anne. We're on a biking tour.
My name is Julian, and he's Dick, my brother. I say, I hope we're not trespassing on your land, as well as on your water.
Well, you are, as a matter of fact. But I give you free permission. You can borrow my pool and my land as much as you like.
Oh, thanks. It didn't say private or anything, so we didn't know. Would you like to come and have breakfast with us? If you dress with the others, they'll bring you to where we camped last night.
When Richard arrived at the camping place, George had only just got up, and her short hair looked very tousled. And when Richard was told her name was George, he first of all thought she was a boy.
Hello, George. My name's Richard. I live about 3 miles away. Can I put my bike somewhere safe? If I lose it, my father will be angry, and he can be very fierce if anyone offends him. He's made plenty of enemies and has to take bodyguards about with him.
Gosh! What are his bodyguards like?
Oh, they're all big, hefty fellows. We had one last year who was awful. He had the thickest lips you ever saw and a great big nose. His name was Rookie.
Gracious, he sounds horrible. Has your father still got him?
No. After one furious row, my father chucked him out. Good thing too, I hated him.
Has your father got a bodyguard now?
Rather. I say, aren't you lucky to be allowed to go off alone like this on your bikes and sleep where you like? My mother would never let me. She's always afraid something will happen.
Actually, I don't think we'd be allowed to rush off completely on our own unless we had old Timmy. He's better than any bodyguard.
Anyhow, where's the map? It's time we decided where we're going to be making for this evening.
Here it is.
Good. Look, we'll make for Middlescombe Woods. See? There they are on the map. It'll be a jolly nice ride.
Right. Let's tidy up everything here and get started.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Look here. I've got an aunt who lives by those woods. If I can get my mother to say I could come with you, will you let me? I can go and see my aunt while I'm there.
Well, if you aren't too long about it. Of course, we don't mind you coming with us. We can drop you at your aunt's on the way.
Good. I'll go straight off now and ask my mother, and meet you at Croker's Corner. It's on your map.
Right. We'll just clear up here, and then you'll have time to go home and ask permission and join us later. We'll wait 10 minutes for you at Croker's Corner, and if you don't turn up, we'll know you didn't get permission.
Richard shot off on his bicycle looking excited. And after clearing up, with Timmy sniffing about for dropped crumbs, the famous five set off for Croker's Corner. When they arrived there, they were astonished to find Richard already there. He told them that his mother had given him permission to go with them and stay at his aunt's for the night. So they all set off together, with Richard in very high spirits, despite being told off by Julian for trying to ride three abreast. At 11 o'clock, they stopped to buy food for lunch and found a perfect spot for a picnic on a hillside overlooking a small valley. They ate most of their food and then dozed off in the afternoon sun. When they woke up, they remounted their bicycles and set off for Great Giddings, where Richard's aunt lived.